5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody, guess what?
What?
Nothing, nothing. Hey, everybody, guess what?
What?
Doing it my way. Hey, everybody, guess what?
What?
Ching chong, ching chong. Hey, everybody, guess what?
What?
100 episodes.
Wow.
100 episodes, ladies and gentlemen. And I am so excited to be here. I think I'm lying. I think there's a lot of pressure on me right now.
Why?
And I feel just overwhelmed with all the stress because, you know, I feel like people think that the 100 episode was supposed to be like magical or something, but it's not going to be.
Oh, come on.
It's just going to be what it is.
Come on.
Okay? And I want to say this to you, all of you in the room and outside of the world. May peace enter your heart. May joy and serenity seep inside your eyes so that you may see the light. And I appreciate all of you listeners. May God be with you. And I've been reflecting a lot about us as a group, as a family, as an army. And I'm the captain. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
And Slep King and Urban Bobby, all that stuff. But you know, we all met in different times, and there's an origin to this podcast. There's a mythology to it. And I'd like to talk about how we all met and how this podcast got started. And I know a lot of people that have been listening to us over the last year, you kind of know, but fuck it, we're doing it anyway. And I would like to start off with the way I met George.
George before me, huh?
I did.
Yeah. So you've known George longer than...
What happened was when they were starting Maker Studios, I came in and they wanted to sign me up to do videos and stuff. And I came in and they said, what about this Terica, all these people as producers? And I could see one guy raise his hand and go, I want to do it. But he had this Timothy McVeigh vibe to him. Like, does this guy have a U-Haul? And he looked like he had a U-Haul and he was like making bombs.
He looked like he had a U-Haul.
Yeah.
He still looks like he has a U-Haul.
I honestly, when I first met you, George, I was like, that anyone but him. Like, I'll take him, the gardener. I do not want him.
Just based on appearance.
And I sense
just
it
based
too.
On energy, appearance, skin color, all of it.
Skin color.
I'm like, I can't do it. And then like a couple of months, you do some videos and people leave. Terica is doing this. Mickey is gone. All these people leave, right? And then through just the years, George was left.
Persistence breaks persistence.
Yeah, that's true. And the reason why I like him now is because you can tell that he's into it. And he has changed our lives for the better. He has helped my brother out immensely. And I hated you, but I think there's a little love there now. So I met George, and then I met Kalila off of Tinder. And let's be real. Let's not like hide. You know,
we're open.
Can
it's
I tell
real.
You what? Can I paint you the scenario of how I swiped left? How I swiped left?
How?
Right.
I was actually in bed with a boy named Cal.
I remember him.
Really?
Yeah.
I met him.
Oh,
you met
wow.
him.
What?
Yeah.
So I was having, you know, I at See, this point in my life,
I've always
I was
wondered
just,
because like Bobby lives up here and you were living down in Long Beach. So I was like, either her range was set to really far.
Yeah.
Or she was near here somehow.
No, she was her
and
range.
And I was
is
how
far.
Old was I? 27. So he lied about his age. because I was only searching up until 40. So I was going, I think my range was like 32 to 40
That's
years
That's what
old.
I'm doing wrong.
That's exactly what you're doing. You have to lie on the fucking thing.
And dude, so, you're 22. Remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So he lied and said he was 37.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can you let the dog in?
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
George.
Get the dog in.
And at this point in my life, I had just, you know, been having like casual like hookups with guys. So I'd been seeing this guy for like,
a meathead. Nice guy.
He was a meathead.
But he's thick. Like a thick, bulky.
Bodybuilder. Sweet
boy. Young, juice head. Young, 22.
Think Bane with no mask.
Oh, okay.
Like kind of a big, thicker white dude.
Yeah.
And he was young, 22 years old.
Yeah. Okay. Young
Played
dick.
Baseball.
That young dick.
Yeah.
And
like, there's a little acne in it.
Oh,
right?
It's voice so young. A little deeper
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starting to change.
Squeaky.
Squeaky voice.
Squeaky cum.
Yeah, squeaky cum.
Yeah, yeah. He goes like that.
And he got older. Went,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that we had just finished hooking up. I was okay. going through Tinder.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't care about him that much. And I think that I was very clear with him that I wanted nothing more than just, you know, a physical relationship. And so I saw Bobby's name and I even turned it. I was probably naked. And I put my, I showed him my phone. I was like, oh my God, look who it is. I'm going to swipe left. I swipe right, I mean.
Is that good? Right's good.
Right's good. I forget. Right's good. I didn't
swipe
left.
But did you think that we were going to match?
Of course.
Whoa!
Cocky motherfucker!
Yeah, wow. You assume.
Okay, hold on.
Because let me say this. I didn't think that you would have swiped right. That's
really?
Where I was, yeah. I'm like, there's no way about
trying. No, because I know how men...
I'll give it a shot.
I've seen men Tinder. They just swipe right at everything. They don't discriminate. I think
I'm
women are a little
specific.
Bit more selective.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah, dude.
And so...
My dick is so dead. It's got to be complex pussy for me
very
to fucking
specific.
Hard, bro.
And so that's how it was. I showed it to him, and then we matched, and I was like, oh, my God, Cal, look who I matched with. And he was like, wow, that's crazy. And
yeah.
Fucking this guy talking
yeah.
about
that was the beginning of it
and then I remember meeting Cal at your one of your birthday parties at
we're
the karaoke
we're still friends now yeah
so I saw oh. him and I could tell that he was like with her kind of
he wasn't
like,
with me
I know but he was there and you
I've
know
just
that,
had sex with him
right
date
yeah
but I knew yeah. oh I knew that there was something there
he was cute right
he was really cute yeah and I'm just like I don't want to compete with the fuck this shit
fuck this
and then she broke up with me on Facebook once
oh that how do you skip to that
I go from there to there
she broke up with
yeah.
me on Facebook
she broke up with
within
me on Facebook
this, within 2 months no within a month of dating him
I don't want to get into it because
but
it's going to get personal
no it's not but within a month of dating him I had some like weird symptoms and I went to go get a CT scan and they found a mass in my lungs. There was a huge mass in my lungs. And in my head, I was like, I remember when the doctor told me the news, she was like, hey, it doesn't look good. This is what's going on. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, I have lung cancer and I'm only 27 years old. I was like, how did this happen? But then, so I had just started seeing him 3 weeks into it. So I was like, I don't want to get into a relationship with anyone. Like, I want to focus on like feeling better. I just assumed it was something bad. So I over Facebook I was like, hey, so yeah, I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. And
because I rarely check my Facebook too.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how I got it, but
and then he was like, are you crazy? I don't care if you're not like if you're sick or whatever.
Right.
Turned out to be benign, thank God.
Oof.
But that's how. Yeah. And then can we move on beyond you and me?
No.
We're still at you and me?
Yeah. And then what happened after that was, then you, when did we commit though?
January. No. We committed already verbally, but we...
here's how I know though, that I think...
Oh, you're a piece of shit. This makes me angry. This,
this is how I know. I go, this is the right one. Because I did the worst thing you could possibly do.
What?
And she still stayed with me. I announced her abortion on David Cho's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
While she was at the abortion clinic.
That's your litmus for knowing that she's the one.
Yeah. And when she didn't break up with me, I'm like, she's the one.
She stayed in it.
Because that's a lot of bullshit you have to deal with.
Oh, God. The internet?
Yeah. I told my brother, I go, dude, relationships is like, how much bullshit the other one can take?
Mm.
And she has a threshold for bullshit. Like a deep chasm.
It's
of,
huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Because the kind of shit that I do is like unbearable.
You go deep.
I go so deep. And she's just like, I'm going to have to let it go. This is what it is.
Mm.
Right? So that's how I know. And then how'd you meet Gilbert, Kalila?
Well, let's not... Before I even met you...
You guys already did something together.
Right. So in a podcast, without my permission, he goes on David Cho's podcast and he says, yeah, my girlfriend now needs two dicks to come. So he tells a story about how...
Yeah, I remember that.
How previously... That was really creepy the way
you
said that.
Why did you smile, George? Can we talk about that?
Fucking gross.
Oh my God.
What I just saw.
I saw it too.
His face got red and happy. I remember that.
She saw it.
By the way,
guys. So gross, dude.
By the way, guys, we have Dorothy, at our greatest Tiger Belly fan here, joining us today. She was handpicked.
Handpicked.
So, yes, he goes on a podcast and he's like, my girlfriend needs two dicks to come.
I remember that. Oh, yeah. It was really fun.
And then that's kind of where the whole world of podcast. That's where the seed was planted in my head. Because Bobby's like, you know what? Why don't you come on the show and tell your story and sort of defend yourself? Mm. I went on David Cho's podcast, didn't defend myself. I ended up expanding on the story and fucking myself over. But, and I got so much like internet vitriol from that. Like, this girl's a sociopath. She, you know, she needs, she's basically like, because I had a polyamorous relationship before, I was the fucking spawn of Satan, basically, right?
Yeah.
And
like her Tinder profile said, Wanderlust.
I didn't say, I would never put, ew, that's some basic bitch shit.
You put white girl Wanderlust?
No.
Yeah, she did.
No.
Wanderlusting.
I would never put
Do you know how I know it isn't there? Because I had to ask you, what's Wanderlust?
I did not. That's not what
that's
my bio
anyway,
said.
Anyway, yeah, it did, but let's move on.
Fact, move on.
It's a fact, but move on.
Wanderlust USA.
Was I a bossic bitch like that?
Yeah. You say Wanderlust.
Jesus.
So
we went on the podcast, and that's when the idea of even, I never even understood like the world of podcasting. And we did that. I was like, oh, maybe we can, down the road, this is something that I would be interested in not doing for myself, but even like producing or being a part of.
So then she one day said, I want to do one. I didn't want to do one because I was going to do them with Fat Black.
Eric Griffin.
Fat Black.
And Eric and I went to All Things Comedy, even had a meeting. They're like, we'll sign you guys up right now. And then he had went on the road, I did, and that we just never did it. We just, you know, you live your life and just never did it. And then she's like, I want to do one, and I want her to do one. She wanted to do an all girls one. I think that was eventually the plan. Maybe her, Asa, some other people. So we went to, I remember going to the Guitar Center to get some of the stuff, remember?
No, we had a smaller mic for myself.
And yeah, we went to Guitar Center.
I would attach a mic to the computer on GarageBand.
Calamity, right?
And there were no tables, and I would just record. And I recorded 10 episodes, some with myself and some with Bobby. And after the 10th, 11th episode, we thought, like, this isn't so bad.
We thought, let's just do it for real if we're going to do it. And then I met you, Gilbert. During a fight, we had a fight. Jenna invited you.
Pacquiao fight.
Yeah, Jenna invited you without my permission.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is this butterfly of a fucking Filipino bastard? And you came flying into the room.
I actually remember
as if you fucking owned the place.
Also, I know what I wore now. I know why you say that. Like, why does he think I was so gay? The tightest pants.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, who's this fucking Wanderlust gay dude?
Stop using Wanderlust. Now that you guys can use Wanderlust.
I mean, dude, I swear to God, I thought that you were a full blown cum juggler.
You know what? Based on my extra small H&M shirt,
crazy. And I go, oh, that guy, is he nice? And then he's like, he's a comedian or he's a sketch guy. I go, nope, there's no way.
Cum juggler.
Yeah, cum juggler. And then when we did this and you said that we needed an engineer or somebody to help us, you volunteered, right?
She asked me at Priscilla's Coffee.
Well, we had tried recording just you and I, and the computer crashed, everything went to shit, and a whole hour had been lost. Yeah. So I was thinking to myself, you know, who can do this? And then Jenna was like, hey, Gilbert's really good with computers. That's all she said.
Liar.
Yeah.
But she's also shitty with computers, so me being good at computers, like helping her with email.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, hey, do you want to just sit in as a third person and just watch the program run and make sure it's running while we talk?
Yeah. That's all it was, just hit stop.
Yeah, hit start. And then hit record.
Why did you want to do that?
Well, she asked me just like,
But why did you want to do it though?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I get to meet Bobby Lee.
Well, that feels good. And that's the real.
I didn't even know she was dating you. And then Jenna was like, oh yeah, she's dating like this. First of all, Jenna didn't know who you are. Idiot. She's like,
what?
Jenna knows who I am.
No, that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
I'll tell you why.
She went like,
because
comedian.
When I first met her was at the Comedy Store years ago. And when I first met her, I thought she was cute.
What?
Yeah, but then she opened her mouth.
You Wanderlust?
She opened her mouth, right? And I'm like,
Wanderlust bitch. Wanderlust bitch.
Yeah. She was Wanderlust.
She was Wanderlusted.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, no. So she knew I was, because I'm friends with Esther Pavinsky.
Yeah.
So they're friends. So then, but then when you did the podcast, I thought, oh, this guy's funny. He kind of knows what he's doing. And I think it didn't take that long for me to go, he just should be a part of it.
Yeah, and when I had met him, we met at a coffee shop for the first time, even before you met Gilbert, sweetie. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was wearing pajama pants and looking like pretty disastrous.
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust. Yeah. And he basically roasted me at a coffee shop. He's like, "Who the hell are you? What are you wearing?"
Yeah, I was like, "Really? What?" I was just like, making fun. I make fun of all Jenna's friends. Yeah. They're all like hippies. Yeah. You look homeless.
I saw you.
I love it.
And so I was like, "Hey, I kind of really like this guy. He's sort of like a bitchy kind of dude. My kind of."
How did McVeigh get involved though?
Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Timothy McVeigh got
messaged
involved.
Messaged me and you.
No, he didn't. His cousin left a comment on one of
I had emailed Bobby and he didn't respond. So
of
that's
course
the
he
beginning.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
You should know that.
Nope.
Yeah, I know.
Nope.
So Bryce left a comment.
Oh, Bryce did.
And tagged George. George, why aren't you working on this? On one of our Tiger Belly Instagram photos.
Ooh.
And then I replied with, "Yeah, George, why aren't you?" Because I had met George once at Maker. And I knew that, you know, you had been working with Bobby.
I responded, if they're ever having a Hunger Games for who can be Gilbert's assistant, I'm in.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And I was like, Bryce, is this clever enough? Is this right enough? Will this get their attention?
And so Bryce was like, you were willing to be Gilbert's assistant?
I remember that.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anything to get in the foot in the door.
Wow.
Hustling.
Wanderlust.
And Gilbert learned on the job how to
Yeah, because that other guy, you guys, I'm not going to say his name, the other guy you guys had before me.
We had another guy?
Long before. Not,
yeah, long
who
before.
Who is it?
Come on.
No, tell me who it is.
Sorry.
Who? Oh, yeah. I remember him.
So I had to learn everything from him, which
That's
wasn't
That's right. He was the guy, right?
He was the guy.
And then something happened. And
I know what happened.
Well, something happened.
A lot of things happened
well,
with that guy.
Something happened. Okay. Yeah. So then I came in. That's how it all happened.
That guy's completely out of our lives. I haven't even thought about him. He's a great guy. I haven't talked to him in like two years. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Alex.
He taught me everything.
What? You're not taking that out.
No, we're not. I'm just marking.
No, well, you're not marking it either.
It's not marking, Bobby. Got it.
Right. No, but he's a very well...
You know what? I'm going to say his name 20 more times.
Okay, it's fine.
You can. He was very expensive. And
he
I know at
expensive.
That time we could not afford him and his skills.
And my skills were
so
free.
So Gilbert's were free. And even though they weren't probably very good at the time, we were like, fuck it. Let's roll with Gilbert.
Yeah. YouTube, baby.
Yeah.
So that's where...
And now, 100 in, we've had great guests.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I to look back at who we had it's pretty good. Mm. We have had Jordan, Stone Street, D'Elia, Eric Griffin twice. Mm. Theo Vaughn was great. We did Renzizi. Remember?
Ari.
Shafir. We haven't aired that yet again, have we? No. Are we gonna air that again?
Yeah,
it's coming out Sunday night after this airs.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you don't air it, he's going to come after you. Okay?
What?
Yeah.
He has my number. I know.
Do you understand? Do you understand what you're dealing with here?
I think we all do.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're dealing with...
Bobby times 10.
No. It's not even... It's comedy mafia.
That's a good way of putting it.
Okay. It's comedy mafia, and you don't want to get on his bad side. And that's why... I've had to behave the way I've behaved. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
Out of survival, my friend.
True.
Okay.
I think that we should take a quick second before we finish up with our origin story.
Yeah.
To
I think it's done.
Yeah. To call a fan.
Oh.
Where he's a Christian pastor from.
Well, do you want the Christian pastor?
You
want
to be the Christian
he
pastor?
Have him like finish it up with a prayer for us, perhaps.
Okay, let me get
and see if
keep
you
talking.
Get him on
Should
the
we
line.
Do one question while we're waiting
oh, yeah,
for that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do that while I get
okay.
this.
Okay. So what's this?
Ooh, what we're popping balloons and answering questions.
And there's a question in the
yes.
balloon.
Yes.
Give it to.
How do you put the balloon in there? I'm the question. The balloon.
Physics.
Adam T. Chong on Reddit says, "Oh, it's for Gilbert." Oh, jeez.
Just do it anyway.
All right. Gilbert, tell me about your experience at Second City. What are some of the most valuable attributes SC instilled on you through a comedy and theater aspect? Well, Slept Kang, Bobby Somchun.
Thick.
I'll tell you. As an actor, you would have been wanting to study your craft, right? And it's like you got to be immersed. No, just take classes, do shows. That's
oh,
it.
My God.
Slept Kang, Bobby Somchun.
Yes, there we go.
Is that shit worth it?
What?
The Second City and all that stuff.
I've always, I've always thought that comedy institutions are the way to go.
Groundlings.
Groundlings, Second City, because in this world where anyone can fucking pick up a camera and do a sketch in their living room.
That's so true. That's so true.
It's when you can get through the politics of an institution and rise within that environment, you're being vetted by other people. Like the Groundlings, the people that pass you are other sketch people that have been around for hundreds of years. So I think that, yeah.
Can you speak already?
Mm. No, you have to call it. I'm going to just read that while it calls.
I don't like talking to people on the phone. No,
she'll start.
This was, oh my God, Bobby, we prepped you.
I'm a pastor.
I just realized I don't like it.
I'm a pastor in a Methodist church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I've been following Bobby Lee's career since on TV. I love Tiger Belly. Is it calling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call.
Oh, shit. I fucked up.
Oh, you piece of. George, you do what? Sorry, guys.
I'll do it again.
You.
And this is.
Yeah, I told you. It's just whatever.
Let's leave a message.
Pastor what? Pastor Gil?
Pastor Gil.
Gil? Does he know we were going to call?
No.
Yeah, he submitted his number.
He submitted.
Okay. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. Hello, Pastor Gil. This is Bobby Lee from the Tiger Belly podcast. You submitted your number to be on the 100th episode, and I find it to be very rude that you didn't pick up your fucking phone, that it goes straight to a fucking voicemail, dude.
Don't talk to a pastor.
I know, shut the fuck up. I know you believe in the Lord, and the Lord's on your side, and you're with the Spirit. You're a spirit. True man. Okay, I'm just livid, that's why. But let me tell you some fuck, man. I can't go fuck,
babe,
man.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Pastor, sir.
We love you, Pastor.
We love you, Pastor God. But anyway, sir, I apologize. Because I know you're with the Lord. I'm sorry. Don't let the Lord give me cancer or nothing. I feel free. I want to be free.
Amen.
But amen. But I just want to say that it's just a little rude that you put your number in. And then now I'm back at a voicemail. And now we're not going to call you back again because I can't do it. You know what I mean? But so fucking next time, fucking just don't do it then.
Awesome.
That was it.
Okay.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Who's first?
Ding dong. Oh, we're
we
all.
We have a guest.
Oh, everybody.
Whoa!
Happy birthday! Oh, my brother's here. Another gook. I'll kill you.
100 episodes.
What you throw it on my face for? I told you not to throw it on my fucking face. Don't stop.
You just gotta turn it that way.
It's already done.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw those fucking scissors at you then.
Hey, careful. Right. Let's introduce everybody, babe.
All right, we got right here. We got Long Toe.
Long Toe
is Kalila's sister, Quinda.
Oh, yes, it is.
And she has really one toe that's so abnormally long that I'm thinking about calling the Guinness Book of World Records because it is really a sight to see. So anyway, sit down, Quinda, where George is.
Yeah, sit down. We're going to have a little, you can give us a recap.
Yeah, we'll do a circling
your
chair kind of thing, okay? We got Jenna is here. Jessica is here. We have Renzo, Long Toe's boyfriend. He's a cop, so don't fuck with us.
Don't fuck with us.
And you will go to prison. We got little Stevie Weeby, my brother, and that's that. So put the headphones on, Long Toe.
Hold on.
Hurry up, Long Toe.
Okay, yeah.
So Long Toe, you've never been on this podcast before, right?
Never. Once, but then we didn't have video yet at that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
You guys have to know something about Long Toe.
Long
Toe, along with her boyfriend, they both have listened to every single one of our episodes.
Yeah.
So they're Tiger Belly experts. So we're going to go ahead and talk about our favorites, maybe our not so favorites.
But by doing so, let's not hurt anyone's feelings.
No. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Don't go, Esther Koo was terrible.
No.
I'm going to be very fair.
Yeah. She annoyed everyone. Okay.
So give us a rundown of your.
Not
of
that
your
I'm not saying that that's the case.
Example.
I'm just saying I gave you an example.
Yeah.
Her voice just makes me fucking go crazy.
Once again, an example.
Okay, Bobby, drop it. My favorite guest.
Yeah.
Theo Von.
That's a good one. People love the Theo Von.
Yeah.
Most profound was probably Eddie.
Eddie Pepitone. Yeah, last week.
Jordan
yeah.
Peele.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was great.
And Eric Stone Street.
Yeah. You like that one too?
He was just very candid, you know, about...
Oh, yeah.
Because you see him one way on screen, but then you...
Right. And it's, you know, bringing these people into my home is difficult. Because a lot of these guys are, you know, they make more money than me. And they're more successful. And then, you know, I've been to their houses. It's really nice and stuff. And this is like...
We live in a dungeon.
It's a hovel.
It's a hovel.
Two-bedroom college apartment.
But it's your college apartment.
That is true, Long Toe. And that, you know what? You get a fucking point for that. That was a fucking layup of a compliment, and I really like that.
What other highlights were there for you? Who do you think has the best chemistry with Bobby of
Eric,
all the guests?
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric who?
Eric
Griffin. Eric Griffin. Oh, Pat Black, of course.
Yeah. Whenever he's on the show, something comes out of you. It's different. It's a
different, you know why? Because there's emotion.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you guys are real friends.
No, it's not even friends. It's like an anger. No, I don't. When we talk to each other, sometimes I get a sore throat and I want to take his fucking black titties and rip them off.
Gee.
But not in a friendly way.
Oh, in a friendly way. Okay, yeah.
In a non-violent
way. But there's
way.
Love behind it, though. You can tell.
It's pure love.
Yeah.
Like he's the only comic where he goes, Bobby, I go, what? A rattlesnake bit me in the fucking nutsack. I need you to suck it out.
Would you?
Okay. If he had consumption. So
what do you mean consumption?
Tuberculosis. Like,
tuberculosis.
What do you do for
is
there?
Consumption tuberculosis. Something like that, right?
What is consumption?
It's what Irish people had in
Angela's
ashes. But describe to me what consumption
it's like
is.
Like respiratory disease and failure.
So what comes out? What do I need
like
to do?
Like phlegm.
So all this phlegm comes out, and one way to help with the phlegm is to suck the phlegm out of the nose, any orifice.
With my mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, with your mouth.
That's really, but that's out of all the years of medicine.
Yeah.
That's what they came up with.
Back then.
Yeah, back then. Let's say his nose was so congested.
Oh, back in like the Little House on the Prairie days?
Yes.
But all right, so we're in the 1700s. Mm-hmm. We're roommates in a log cabin in the forest.
He can't breathe. And
he can't breathe. I come in. I have a raccoon.
Yeah.
I have a dead raccoon I just hunted.
Yeah.
And I come in. I go, yo, man, sorry, this is all we got to eat.
Yo, Bobby, man, I can't breathe.
Dead on you. What's the matter, Eric?
I got the consumption.
Wow, you sound Mongolian right now.
I got the consumption.
I got the consumption. Yeah. Well, what do I do?
I need you to do one thing only.
What?
I need you to suck the mucus out of my nose.
Oh, fuck. Well,
And then you got to clean the plugs, mucus plugs.
I'd probably go, listen, man, bye, and leave.
But he can't breathe.
He wouldn't suck it out of his nose.
I don't know. I think he's going to have to die. If he was skinnier, maybe. But for some reason, because he is kind of big, that it feels like there's more mucus.
I would do that for my sister.
Yeah, Steve? Where's Steve?
Steve.
He's gone.
We know.
Steve, I'll do it for.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Eric, consumption, no.
Yeah.
But rattlesnake bite on the nutsack, yes. For the story. for the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other highs and lows, Kawinda? I mean, Long Toe. Sorry, Bobby has a city job we have to protect.
Bobby has a lot of words of wisdom.
Okay, what are your favorite words of wisdom?
Life is a fantasy. Mm. And when I have a bad day, I tell myself that.
Fantasy. Life is an illusion.
Life is a fantasy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Fantasy.
Life is a fantasy.
Life is an illusion.
You know what's kind of just say is, but I really do believe that life is a fantasy. And the reason being is one time I was talking to my friend Joseph, and he was like, you know what I do? I wake up. And I just imagine life as a movie through my eyes. And it just makes everything better. Mm. All the experiences, you know what I mean? Because it's just, it is what it is. You know my friend Joseph, right?
Mm-mm.
Rogan.
I know. God, disgusting.
I knew the name drop was
coming. I didn't name drop. I said,
who is Joseph?
I call him Joseph because we got a relationship. But
oh my God.
Joseph and I go way back. Yeah.
Joseph Rogan.
I go, thanks. Thanks, Joseph Rogan. Thank you for that word of wisdom. And I've applied it in my life. That's all.
Oh, God. Should we answer? Your narcissism is just...
I don't have... here's another thing! Here's another thing! I don't have more narcissism than anyone else on planet Earth. Everyone is narcissistic.
No. Yeah, but there's pathological narcissism, and that's what you have.
I don't have pathological narcissism. I just have regular narcissism.
Narcissism.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all.
The way you just stood up right there, classic narcissist.
Hear me roar, everybody.
Listen to me,
I'm
right?
Angry.
My friend JJ, right?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
My friend JJ told me that I don't have narcissism.
Okay.
When I say JJ, I mean Judd Apatow.
Oh.
I call him JJ. Oh. What?
I thought you were going to say Abrams.
Abrams.
I don't know JJ Abrams. And see, will narcissists admit to that?
Oh, God. Okay.
Ooh, I don't know him. I've auditioned for him.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. Okay.
Star Trek?
So what?
Star Trek?
I love Star Trek. Why?
Did you audition for Star Trek?
No, they'll never give me anything.
No.
No. So those are your, who is your least favorite guest?
Oh, we don't put her on the spot.
No, come on.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, if we were going to go there, Brian Callen was my least favorite.
Ooh. Wow. Oh. That was heavy and real.
What? Bri.
No, I mean, he's funny. I did a few Hardy Har Hars with him. Yeah, it was funny, but... Yeah.
Hardy Har Hars.
But
you know what? Like they.
Why? Well, let her explain.
Go ahead.
I thought you were a narcissist, but he takes it to a different level. And and yeah. I
shots fired.
And I'm just a little protective of my sister. So his the way he talked about her, like, oh, you know what? You've got a good one here, as if like she wasn't going to be that otherwise. Like,
But
that's the word, the big N word, the big M word.
It's kind of misogyny-ist, you know? So
very funny guy, though.
Very funny. Oh, don't get me wrong. It was a really fun podcast. That was my least favorite out of everyone, really.
But sometimes people talk that way, you know, like my friend Dove. He's not a star. Okay. He's a star. Dove Davidoff.
Okay.
When I was dating Sarah Hyland a long, long time ago, I go, this is my girlfriend, Sarah, and he goes, what's up, woman?
Oh.
He kept calling her woman. I hate that. And I go, that's East Coast. East Coast.
No, it's not East Coast. It's just, it's ignorant.
But are you not a woman?
Yeah, but the tone behind it.
How about hey, woman?
Yeah, there you go, see?
What are you looking at, man? Renzo, are you going to arrest me? I didn't commit any fucking laws, bro. You know what? When you walk into a room, dude, as a civilian, you're a fucking civilian. All right? You're not a fucking cop in this room. I like your energy right now. Like, you're going to arrest everyone in the room. We did not commit a fucking crime, fuckface. You know what? Officer, go fuck yourself. I've always wanted to say that to a police officer, right. By the way. Oh, look at Stevie Weeby's here.
Stevie Weeby's here. All
right,
so. He would suck the snot out of your nose if you were sick, Steve. Your brother said that if you were sick and you couldn't breathe, that he would suck the snot out of your nose. Wait, you've done it?
You do it? That's a real way. That happened?
Wait, Steve. I'm not going to edit.
No, he said
he
would.
I never fucking snorted snot out of your face.
Mom did that
to you? Get on the mic.
Give it up for Quinda.
Get on the mic. We're doing. No, we're switching off.
We're switching.
Yeah.
Get up for Long Tail.
I know you.
Jenna.
Sit down. Everyone's gonna do it. You fucking idiot.
All right.
So what you mom? What did what?
She sucked boogers out of my nose.
She when?
When I was a kid.
Oh, why?
Because I couldn't breathe.
I think a lot of like moms from like back in the day still do that. Now they have those.
Happy hundreds.
Like thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
This is great.
Thank you.
And from this.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having us. But there's other people here that.
No, don't.
We need to get
stop.
On the mic.
Stop for a second, okay?
Okay.
So you have your own situation with George.
Yeah, thank you, George.
But how are you feeling about your place in Tiger Belly history and also. Your situation with your show and everything that's
happened
to you
last
couple
years. I want to be honest with you. It's like not about me. It's like I'm here to be of service to you guys, and if people enjoyed it, they enjoyed it. You know what I mean?
You've had some of the biggest episodes are your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
On Tiger Belly.
Thank you, Gil.
And we've had big names.
It's fact.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. But Steve Lee is still up there, you know?
You know? But I really respect what you guys are doing every week because I'm starting to do that, and I'm just realizing how much work it really takes to keep this shit going. I don't know how you guys... reached 100 because how many do we have 15
19
right
yeah
19.
But yours is a lot more labor intensive because you actually do Little Ray's World and you
but
do the
same
rap
thing
and the,
it's a lot of work guys I don't know how you guys are doing it I love it though huh George
oh yeah
but well, you would think though can I just say this so real quick and I don't want to argue with you
I'm not gonna argue with you
okay I'm
this
not gonna
is
argue
about Tiger Belly not me
But you don't have a job.
Yeah, I know.
So if that's all you're doing,
okay,
it's not that hard.
Good point.
Hey,
good
that
point.
Is a job.
Look though. At how angry. Look at his eyes. Look, did you see? Did you see the fucking change? Did you see? Look, oh my God! He just fucking.
Wait,
he went into the race.
No.
He went into the race spot.
Oh, no, holy fuck! He's turning to Robert De Niro. You did a Robert De Niro.
Oh my God! You went crazy for a second.
Robert De Niro face. Well, here
that,
it is.
Did that? Let me ask you something, Steve.
All right.
No. Don't fucking leave.
No. I love you, dude. I love you.
No, you don't. That's what love eyes. All right.
I love you, brother.
Did you get angry when I just said?
No,
that?
I didn't.
Be honest.
You hit the truth button. I like that.
Yeah.
You hit the truth button. I like that, brother. I love you so much.
No, see, all that's right. Not love.
Now it's Renzo's turn.
Come on, Renzo, get in your cop. We got the police officer, Renzo. I don't even know your last name. What's your last name?
No, last name.
Oh, Renzo. Let me make up. You know what? I want to make up a last name for Renzo because he can't reveal it, what he looks like to me.
Yeah.
Venezuela.
Oh, Renzo Venezuela.
Yeah. Venezuela.
That means so much to me, Bobby. Thank you. I will accept that.
Yeah, he's going to accept it. What do you think his last name should be?
Something Italian.
Giovanni as a first name.
Well, you gotta change his first name?
I want to change his first name now. His dimples and the jawline.
Yeah.
Giovanni.
Can I tell
people? I'm actually Armenian, actually.
Are you really?
I know. Oh, God.
What are you mixed with?
He's Filipino and Italian.
Oh, you are?
Ooh, it's an Italian fancy. Ice.
I don't know how that worked out. It just did. But.
What, is your mom Italian or mom Filipino?
No, my mom's Filipino.
Your mother's always Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the white man that, you know, penetrates the minorities.
He's still
women.
Whispering after 100 episodes, guys. He still refuses to stop whispering.
I just want to say something to you, Renzo. You're one of the good LAPD cops.
Oh, it's out there. All right.
Yeah. Oh, you're not allowed to say it. I already said you're
a
cop.
Oh, no, I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter anymore.
Your beliefs are on the same lines as my beliefs. And
why are we whispering?
Because I want to be real with you because I like you so much.
Is it heart to heart?
It is heart to heart. Yeah, it's heart to heart. And I believe that if you were at the Rodney King beating.
Oh my God.
If you took a time machine all the way back to the 90s.
I wasn't there.
I know, but if you were, I believe that you would probably just do one kick and that's it.
Just one.
Yeah. Just because you want to be a part of it.
Part of the team.
But you don't want to be doing anything
illegal.
Team
player. Right.
Just out of pure pressure, you would kick him in the neck and then walk back.
It was a different time back then. It was a different time.
I think it would be like a knee-jerk reaction. Like, everyone's doing it, but oops.
Yeah.
What's just the scariest kidding. Thing you've experienced as a cop?
Oh my gosh. Scariest thing, I've had guns pulled on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of restraint
that
he has to practice in order to...
Just the things that go through your head when you see that this is happening and there's no one else that can deal with the problem. You're now there and facing it. And... You know, that's very scary.
That's fucking real.
Yeah, but you have to lock it down because, you know, it's your job.
What does lock it down mean?
You just got to control everything and control the situation.
Yeah.
And that's why you're a good cop.
Because he's a martial artist. He did Taekwondo
champion.
All his life. So he practices restraint and patience.
Taekwondo, yes.
Do you really know?
Yes. Yep.
Actually, Gilbert and I, we sparred.
He was classmates with Taylor Lautner.
Twilight
Taylor Lautner.
Really?
Yeah, I knew some people back in
the day. Whoa! Narcissism!
You know, Tay-Tay.
Everyone has
I just
even
bumped
cops.
Into them. I just bumped into them.
Yeah,
brushed
some
shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Yeah. So, a gun being pulled out. Did you ever have to do something like get a cat out of a tree?
Yeah, is that stuff real?
I think firefighters
or is that only
do
in cartoons?
I want to know, too.
Yeah.
Hard hitting questions.
Some lady wanted me to, chase or find a ghost that was living in her house.
Okay.
No,
they wanted me
stop.
To change the channel or replace the batteries of her remote. I've been called for all sorts of things.
What?
A lady at McDonald's was taking too long with her order, so I got called, you know. This person in front of me is taking forever.
Right.
Like, what can you do?
All right, so.
What do we pay you for?
Let me
Colin
ask you
Renzo
something.
Venezuela.
You walk into a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, can you put these batteries in my remote control?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I have to say yes, ma'am.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, I do.
He's
I have
a good
to help
guy.
Her.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Oh.
But understand the circumstances. She's also senior, very old, can't even get out of the the wheelchair, so you can help them out, you know. But it is kind of ridiculous when you see it on the screen because they tell you a little blurb, you know.
Right.
Someone needs assistance with remote batteries.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you and your partner, we laugh at it, but then when you're actually there, it's kind of, you know, it depends when you're there.
If I was a cop and I showed up and they asked for batteries and a remote control, Rodney King beating.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Me and Akai is just pummeling her with sticks. I don't give a fuck. That's a ridiculous.
That's what he did to his grandma when they were younger. Him and Steve like beat her with sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Steve?
He left.
He left.
Steve, do you remember when grandma was paralyzed from the neck down?
Yeah.
And she had welts all over her body?
In Korea?
Yeah, in Korea, yeah. And then dad goes, how come there's welts? And we go, we don't know. And then one day he walks in the room. And me and my brother are hitting with sticks.
Oh my God. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. How old are you?
Steve's face.
I don't know. 10 and 7.
Because she couldn't feel to all the new viewers.
Yeah,
oh,
she was
couldn't feel
paralyzed
anything?
From the neck down. I wouldn't do it if she wasn't paralyzed.
Yeah, for people that
that's
are
against
listening,
the law.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's still against the law to just beat anyone with sticks.
We're kids. I suck dick too then. Oh, so, yeah, you know what I mean? You make mistakes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We would never be partners, Bobby. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Happened. Yeah.
No, be real. You
but
be...
we can be life partners.
Can you get him? Can you take him on a ride along?
Oh, I would love to. I would love. That'd be
oh,
great.
I would love to do a ride along.
That would be a dream.
And vlog it, babe.
Oh, could we vlog it or no?
I would actually just like to have you like solve all the crimes and do a talk to all the people. And
okay, I think
I'll just
you're,
stand
okay,
back.
I think there's a little hint of you're joking there a little bit.
A little
what I'm saying right now is that what I don't like about your tone is that you don't know my skills.
Mm. Yeah.
And you don't know my detective skills. You don't know my investigating
skill.
You don't know bitch either then. Okay, because in Resident Evil, when I'm playing Resident, and I have to get in a, there's a little puzzle that you have to solve. I do it fairly quick.
But you know what, Bobby, you're very tactical. I know the way he played Destiny. That's some skill.
You played Destiny with him.
Yeah.
And let me say something.
Very tactical.
That's why I love this guy, because when we were in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Mm. Kalila got sick, right?
Yeah.
And I relied everything on this guy. To walk, even.
To like, walk.
I don't know how to get anywhere. He goes, I'll walk you. One time we walked through, remember that we were walking far to go to a hotel through a festival?
A fucking parade.
Parade.
Yeah, I don't even know. We didn't speak the language.
We didn't speak the language. And people were like, it was chaos. It was like.
But you know what? You showed, like, fucking leadership
God
that day.
Damn,
dude.
Did I not?
Maybe you guys would be good partners.
You locked it down for your girl,
bro.
You know
what, dude? Let me say something right now, dude. If I was gay right now, dude, I would suck you off, bro.
Fucking 100th episode. Do it right now.
No, I was kidding.
No, I'm joking.
I would never suck them off. Even if I was gay.
I don't want that.
I don't like cops. But, yeah. But so, yeah, you saved my life that time, you know?
No, you did it, man. It was all you.
God, give Renzo a round of applause. He was amazing. You were very amazing.
Give it up for Renzo.
I also want to maybe have Renzo on and talk more about
crazy stories
like that, the ghost and all that stuff.
Next time.
All right, you promise?
I promise.
Oh, I'd love you had to have you
from
on. Where?
We have a caller from Canada.
Oh, we have a Canadian caller.
Put it closer to the mic.
They're not picking up. Oh, wait.
We'll see. Guys, right now we're calling a fan who
no
left his number.
No picking up.
We
tried to call a Christian
phone,
pastor.
Shh. This phone shit's not working out.
Oh, damn it.
Hey? Hello, eh?
Hey, here, buddy.
Hey.
Shall I do a question?
Not yet, man.
In case he picks up.
Why did you put him in the balloon? What does it matter?
Oh, my God. Jessica gets...
Oh, let me leave a message.
Long time listener.
What's his name?
Keenan.
Hey, Keenan. It's Bobby Lee from Tiger Belly. Listen, fuckface. If you're gonna put your number in a lottery to have us call on our 100th episode and you don't pick up, that's fucked up, bro. It's like, hey, saying to a friend, let's go watch the movie 7:30 Wonder Woman at the movie theater, and then I show up and you're not there. And I'm watching Wonder Woman by myself and I've already seen it. Okay? I'm gonna say this right now. You're the shittiest Canadian I've ever witnessed in my life. Because generally, Canadians are very nice and punctual. You didn't even pick up your phone, you fucking cocksucker. What's your name?
Keenan.
All right? I'm sorry. I got a little hostile. I apologize. Thanks for listening.
These are awesome.
All right. Quick question from Instagram live when we did last time. Are we surprised with the growth?
Mm. Oh, man. I mean, the honest truth is no. I think I honestly expect more. Mm. because I know what Joey Diaz is doing. I know what these other places are doing, and they're doing way more than us, Fighter and the Kid and whatnot. So I expect more, but I'm happy with the progress. I think that we could reach a lot of people that we haven't reached yet.
Yeah.
But I also want to do it organically, and I don't want to do it like, you know, pay money to do it or promote it. I think this is good word of mouth, but it's still great. But it doesn't make me feel like, it doesn't make me, my mood change. I'm still kind of a little hostile and grouchy. But maybe this is who I am, you know? How about you, babe?
I think that we're doing pretty well for being relatively new. That, you know, I do believe that, obviously, like, I expect more. I always want more. Mm-hmm. I never want to be complacent in the idea that, okay, so we're doing okay. We're now making money. That's never enough for me. I always want to be the biggest and the baddest. But more importantly, I always want to enjoy doing this. So I think that as long as, you know, this is a room that we come into and I, you know, I enjoy being with you guys, it'll always be worth it to me. The day it stops being enjoyable is the day that I won't even, the money and everything else won't even matter.
Right. Hopefully we'll never come to that day.
Because we have one more guest, the
oh, okay,
the huge guest that we have.
Oh, that's right. We're gonna look, guys. Listen, this is what's happened.
Yeah.
So over the course of 100 episodes, we have nonstop talked about George and
for Jessica.
For Jessica, and I think because we've. After 100 episodes, I think it's time we tie some loose ends and we have some closure regarding George and Jessica. So if we can please welcome my best friend, Jessica.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Yeah.
Just wait, Roxette?
Let it play for a second.
But it's over now.
All right, I'll turn it off.
Oh my god, I loved that song so much as a
George,
kid.
George, it's not a good start for you, my friend.
Yeah, it's not a good start. You shut the fuck up right now, man. So right. Jessica, welcome on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy 100,
so
you guys.
Happy to you.
And, happy be to you.
What I want to say to you is, first of all, you're the most Korean person I've ever met in my life.
I don't think so.
No, just in terms of how I feel.
What does that even mean?
Because sometimes I want to headbutt her in the face, but that's just a Korean hello.
Oh. True.
Right, there is a physical, true, like, I want to hurt each other.
Yeah.
When we see
Bobby,
each other.
Bobby, you're also the most Korean person I know.
Why?
Because I want to headbutt your face.
Yeah.
Every
so,
day.
So, we got that established. And number two.
Go Korea.
And you rejected. You rejected Pink Dick. You know?
Let's start from the very beginning. Let's talk about how this whole started.
I love how uncomfortable it is in here.
is this for me to talk now, or is this?
When did you first start? When did you start to like Jessica?
When did you meet her?
I met her. Just wait. What? I met her.
I'm feeling like warm in my chest. Like I'm getting ready to fight somebody.
Yeah. You're fine.
Was that one of the fight nights here?
Don't look at me.
Don't look at her. Look at me. Don't look at her. Look at me. Don't look at her.
Walk us through your memory.
You're burning a fucking hole in her heart.
I don't remember the first time meeting her.
I remember.
Yeah.
I think she helped me do my hair one night before a podcast, and I think that you actually were very like uninterested at that time.
Okay, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad for you right now.
You didn't notice me right away, George?
Oh. No.
See, you play them games, girl. You play them games.
I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot Gilbert it was did. Gilbert first. Gilbert,
you wanted to eat her ass
Jessica.
Or something.
That's all I wanted.
He just wanted strictly eating the butt.
Yeah, I guess I had heard about her beforehand from all the Gilbert podcasts.
Yeah,
so I was like,
that
who
Gilbert
is this?
Wanted to eat her butt.
Yeah.
Why? When I look at her, I want to headbutt her in the face. I don't want to eat her butt.
For the story.
Oh, for the story.
Yeah.
Journalistic.
And so, George, when did you start feeling feelings?
No, we were hanging out. Like, we were hanging out as friends, like, for a while, like, through the podcast.
Oh, it's so sad. Oh, it's so sad.
No, it was.
Just be real.
I didn't know. No, I was like, the thing is, I thought I was catching a vibe early on, but I wasn't sure what I was getting.
Oh, my God.
I was really. So I didn't know. So, like, because,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
I was helping her out with, like, a few, like, work things and stuff, like, being nice. And I was like.
And you were very helpful.
And yes. I was like.
Yeah. You were very helpful.
So she invited me out to dinner, and I was like.
To thank
this,
you for
yeah.
your help.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what does this mean? It's probably just dinner as friends. But it got the, like, idea in my head. I was like. And then we had dinner. I was like, yeah, this was as friends. Yeah. But, yeah, we still kept on hanging out a little bit. And then. What? When I don't remember, like, I kept on going on hikes and stuff.
Oh,
I enjoy
wow.
hikes.
It's not a fight. You went hiking. What? You went hike. You
we
went
did.
Hike.
We did.
Yeah.
What are you denying? What are you? What's your face saying right now?
Oh, yeah.
What is your face saying right now?
No, I want you to finish your story and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I seem like it seems like everything I'm saying is wrong according to your face.
No.
Just look at me. Don't look at her.
Yes, sir.
Look at me, my
yes,
friend.
Sir.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
No. I want him to say it to me.
No. Jessica, don't run the fucking gambit right here. I got it. Look at me right now.
I'm so uncomfortable.
So how are you feeling now? So you go on hikes with her.
Yeah.
The dinner kind of made you go. Oh, maybe.
I think we went on one hike.
Okay.
It was with Gobi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because
that's right.
I needed, like, another person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So then when you went on that
we
one hike.
Like, more times than just that. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys also went to San Diego together.
Yes.
Whoa.
Which you were supposed to go to.
Oh, that's right. I was
no,
supposed
that's
to go
the final
to three
thing.
Of us.
That's...
Oh, I feel so. Anyway.
Guys, come on. This is supposed to be a happy occasion. Let me play Roxette again.
No. Okay, let's skip ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
We're hanging out as group, like, in a group setting.
Yeah.
Then. The weekend before San Diego, me, Kalila, and Gilbert were in here, and Kalila asked this question, like, hey,
oh, God, throw me in there.
Yeah, hey, what?
Go ahead.
Hey, who, if some girl just, like, texted you out of the blue, like, hey, you want to hook up just to check things out, would you say yes? And, like, the person in my head, like, when you said this, I was like, the person who would do that, probably not somebody I would... want to hook up with. I didn't have a face.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, innocent me and not thinking like, yeah, Kalila has no other reason to say this than just because she's curious about texting somebody at random.
I am, yeah, I was.
So I was like, gave an honest answer like, no way, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then I stepped out of the house. I was like, one step out of the house, I was like, wait a second. If that was Jessica, I would probably have said yes. And then I was like, was it Jessica?
Do you think that I was asking on
That's
behalf
baby,
of her?
Baby, you fucked up.
As soon as I stepped out of the
you
house,
did
I did.
Yo.
You did that,
I
yo.
Planted the seed?
Yeah.
As soon as
you
like,
did that, yo.
But.
Kalila.
I did it
Kalila.
Out of like.
But.
I asked them 10,000 questions
fucking
a day.
Are you a joker? What kind of medieval fucking diabolical
okay,
bullshit is
but
that?
But my response.
Here's what I think, okay? In the very beginning, I met George. I really do respect him so much. And of course.
As
if
do I.
Yeah, and I wanted.
As do I.
If I had ever.
Why are you laughing?
I'll be honest, I did sort of entertain the idea of the both of them possibly hooking up because they're both people that I really like and I wouldn't just throw her to somebody that I didn't like.
Mm.
Like I knew that George was like decent and he was kind and he, you know, had, you know, all of these things. So yeah, maybe sometimes I threw George a bone, you know?
Mm.
So I was like, but I was like, I never caught, like I was like, never got a sense from her.
Mm-hmm.
Like that there was any possibility of anything. So then the next weekend... You ditched out on San Diego going to see sharks.
Yeah.
I went, but I was like, was that hypothetical for me?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have to man up and just figure out now.
So but, then because she asked that question
mm-hmm.
and it planted the seed.
Yes.
It started growing inside your soul.
Yes.
And then you began to have feelings based yeah. on this kind of little fantasy of maybe, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So Kalila did that. So... A week of the plant growing within your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to San Diego, which was the cement, the foundation, I think, that built the house. But you know what? The house was built on sand. Quicksand. Thank you, Jenna. Quicksand.
As I would soon find out.
So you go to San Diego with her.
Yeah.
And then what did you guys do?
We went and swam with sharks.
What a bonding experience.
Yeah.
Just you and Jessica.
Him and Jessica.
Well, what are you going to San Diego with a guy for that you have any feelings for?
Listen, I have a very deep love for sharks, one.
Yeah.
Two, Kalila was supposed to come.
I bailed that morning.
I know, but then if it was left to George, I'd be like, I'm sick. I have diarrhea.
I would have gone by myself, and I was going to go by myself, but he was like, oh, what's this about, you know, this shark thing?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm going anyway. You can come if you want.
That's how you said it.
You can look at the text.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, you saved it.
You can look at the text. It's just there.
Kim Kardashian over here came with receipts.
Right. So then but by her letting you go to San Diego, you kind of in your head.
Because I feel like I'm kind of being attacked here, but we had a good time.
Is it an attack to like a claim that somebody likes me? Is that an insult to a girl?
No. I feel because it started out, you might have liked me. So
sad. Oh, don't attack me with those words.
Oh my God.
Whoa, George.
Don't insult me by saying I might have liked you.
It's really hard. Calm down, George.
I think that from a woman's perspective, I'll tell you how it is.
Yeah.
When we have to deny somebody, not deny, or like reject somebody, and it's especially if it's someone that we actually like who's in our friend circle, it becomes very tricky because no matter what, we're the bitch, we're the enemy, and we're the ones who hurt you. So for that whole feeling of feeling attacked is something I'm very, very familiar with. Mm-hmm. So because everybody, even though we make fun of you, George, we do like, oh, poor George, when it's really like, she's more like, why poor George? I didn't do anything. We never had sex. We never made out. We never did anything. She doesn't feel like she led you on. I don't cast any blame.
Yeah, yeah, but here's where she went wrong, though. You don't invite a single guy to San Diego.
Why not?
Because of the fact that he might
It wasn't a personal invitation.
No, every guy with a woman, right, wants to fuck the woman, all right?
How about this,
I'll go meet a girlfriend at a coffee shop because they're going through something, whatever. I'll do that. But if I was single, but if I'm going to go on the road, like not do stand-up, but if a girl went, I'm going to El Paso just for the weekend, do you want to go? I already assume that there's sexuality going on.
I don't think even George saw it
and
that way.
And every guy feels that way. So you know this.
No, he didn't feel that way. Ask him now. He didn't feel that way when he went
really?
With her.
Oh, really? So when you're saying, because you planted the seed, right? A week before.
Only because of the seed.
Right, so the seed is there. So basically,
you're blaming Kalila for asking you a question that probably might have not even been related.
The seed has to land on fertile soil for it to grow. So don't.
So you are fertile.
I'm not. Very fertile. Yeah. What the?
George. All right.
So you went really as like, oh, I'm gonna enjoy this time with a girl who's friendly. You didn't think like, oh, sex and like.
No, but I like her. He liked her.
Yeah.
Okay. No. In he liked her. He had feelings.
I don't think at that point.
Yes, he did.
Right,
because
George?
Dude, you're not listening, baby.
No, at this point, I was like, I have to see if I have feelings or not. I have to see if something's there.
Yeah.
But when you were going to San Diego with her, you got excited. Not because you're shark hunting or whatever you guys are doing, right?
Just looking at that.
Whatever you do with the sharks, right? Swimming with sharks. But you're excited because you're going to San Diego with a girl that you might like. Look at me right now.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you having a guy going to San Diego with you?
I'm going with or without him.
I know, but that's what you should have said. You know
if
what you
someone else
said?
Is coming in the car,
hey,
cool.
Korean, you know what you should have said? No. I'm going on my own. Kalila's not going? I'm not going to go down to San Diego with you. I don't know you.
Why?
Because I don't... For me, if I'm single and there was a girl that I'm not attracted to who was just a friend of mine, it was like, I want to go with you. I would just be like,
I think this is such a
Okay,
can I just say something?
Yeah.
Why is it always why is it always the woman's fault?
No,
like, why can't we? It's always on us when we accept some type of invitation, my responsibility, if I'm just like, yeah, you know what, I want to go with this dude, I don't know if I'm interested or not, but what's the hurt in that?
How all the guys in this room right now,
it's just
backing
one
Papa
day,
up.
One...
All the men in this room should be very ashamed of yourselves.
What does that say?
Okay? If I was in the movie 300, no one would show up.
Okay.
The movie would be called One. Me.
The Kang.
Yeah.
Can I also ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let's suppose even at that point in time, even if she had 2% of interest in George and she wanted to explore it,
yeah.
And maybe after San Diego or maybe a week after that, she's like, you know what? I thought I did, but I didn't want to. That's also okay. So even at that moment, I think that there was a little bit of interest there initially.
Yeah, because I do, honestly, I do have like a tremendous amount of respect for you. And I felt like, no, it's true. I was in a very kind of maybe like a challenging situation at that time. Uh-huh. And I felt like you really, really...
You came through for her.
You did. And I was like, whoa. And it did make me consider like he would be a clutch-ass partner. Like in life, because he was just,
and you
the
would
advice
be.
That he was giving was really, it's really rare to find someone that can give advice outside of themselves. Like only people can only think like in their own perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I think, has this unique kind of ability
Bobby.
To really.
So now you're insane.
Anyways, but I still think he's great. And he is great.
Okay, whatever.
And not to say that like, and he's easy to be around. It's not like, oh, let me take him to San Diego and.
Relax, tease master.
No.
In her defense, I had invited her to other things, like other social events, like, and like she had always said no. So this was
okay,
like.
Okay, I'm going to just say this right now to and you. So you fucking weasel. You fucking worm. All right? You go down to San Diego with this one. All right? You, now you're in San Diego, you have feelings, right? A little bit? Yeah. That's when you throw a move.
Oh, that's true. We got to get
right?
to this.
Yeah. That's when you throw a fucking move. Listen to me, right? Right? And if she goes, no, you never talk to her again. What? No, you say hi at events and you go, you know, you can go, right. Oh, hey. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right, but right. In terms of, you know, you distance.
Yeah.
But that's not what you did, huh?
Oh, no. I did the worst. But, well, if I had done the move down.
What did you
okay.
do?
If I
didn't do anything.
If I'd made the move down there, then that's an awkward car ride back.
That's true.
It's the price we pay for taking risks.
Okay, so how did it go down?
It did get awkward at the end, though, didn't it?
It did get very awkward.
What? Yeah, that's San Diego way.
No. What happened was you came on the podcast. He comes on the podcast. He talks about.
Well, after San Diego, I'm like, with the whole drive back, I'm like, it's like I'm in high school again. I'm like, come on, George, man up. Just say something and see if there's anything there. And there's the whole time of like, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Totally got
you. And then finally, like, she drops me, like, parks in front of my house.
Oh my God.
So, you think there's anything here?
You know, that's when you said it? After San
Diego. It started, I was like, downtown LA. Okay, 10 minutes to my house. Let's start the conversation. And then it just wove in and out. And I hate myself.
No.
What happened? So she go. You said something? What'd you say?
What did you say, George?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
What did you say, George?
No, this is my... Okay, this is another issue.
Look at me.
What the fuck did I say? Okay, no, there was another girl who had, like, the night before... So, like, I was like, let's be manly and let her know that I have other options.
Oh, that's where you blew it.
God damn it.
That's
what
gross.
Options?
But
what are you talking about?
But when you, like, yeah, but when it came out of my mouth so weak, I was like, you idiot. I was like, yeah, so this last night, this other girl, like, she, she said she wanted to date me, but,
nope.
I want to see, like,
nope.
Hey, I might have feelings for you, so, like, it was so high school.
So you basically told her, there's this other girl that's waiting, so if you don't give it to me, I'm going to go with the other girl.
Yeah.
Jesus, George. Wow. One point to Jessica.
I don't even need to be here.
Jesus, George.
Okay, George.
Yeah,
And so we yelled at you we yelled at you on a podcast.
Oh, and that's when it hurt. Because she knew. No, the next week. Like, yeah. I'd had, like... She was like, Jessica, like, after San Diego, she was like, well, let me think about it. Like, because she doesn't want to, like, hurt, take me down so hard right then. It was like, yeah, let
you
me
should
think
have
about
taken
it.
Him down right then and there.
So, so I'm like, okay, this is inevitable. This is going to happen. And I'm just like cruising through that week. Then the next week, like, okay, she rejected me on the like the week after. Okay, right before the podcast. Then the podcast comes and Bobby's like, so you told her about another girl, huh? And I was like, wait a second. Jessica talks to Kalila. Kalila talks to Bobby.
That's best friend. I can have could you not no... think of that?
I don't tell my friends anything.
What?
Yeah, they're well, white. They're white.
George's an analogy for me in the car when I was driving him back home. He was like, I was like, how are things with Jessica? Well, if you think of it like a stove.
No,
I was like, that, and I smiled a little bit and said, tell me about this stove. Well, I put her on the burner. I'm pretty high.
Oh.
I lowered it, and you know, like it had to medium, and then I think she might have lowered the burner a little lower. That was the day after.
Yeah.
You, we'll and then what, the that. Gasket blew or what? Yeah.
Okay, I was going to call you out for like making that up from Prairie Home Companion, but no, I, yes, that's, God
yeah,
damn it.
Man. You use the stove analogy, huh? That old classic stove analogy.
It's very popular in small town Michigan.
So then,
so that was probably my lowest point on Tiger Belly is like to realize like the grapevine, because I'm like, if I say anything to Jessica, it can get to Bobby and hurt me.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
If I can say anything to anybody, it'll get to like, because I. Yeah. I'll admit a lot more things to a lot more people than to you, Bobby. I'm not going to like give you any ammunition. You don't need any. But
oh, man.
Okay.
Like, relax, to breathe.
I want to, let's, so at this point, Bobby, on the podcast, you said, George, you need to man up and make a move, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told you. He gave you also the very wrong advice.
Which is what?
What advice also did you give him, Kalila?
I don't remember. Oh, that's right. I think I might have told him to be more assertive.
No, you didn't.
What did I did?
You said like calm down, pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, he said to be assertive and just go for it. I said pump the brakes.
Mm.
And you listen to Bobby.
Guys, listen to me right now. And
do you pump
the brakes or do you go for it?
He went for it.
Let me ask you something, guys, in the room.
I put this out of my memory completely.
Huh?
Go for it.
Exactly.
But she's
Gilbert,
my best friend. I know her
it.
Best.
Exactly.
I
Steve,
know.
Go for it.
Even
that's
if
right.
her best friend is like, pump the brakes, guys. You should have listened to the best friend.
Yes.
Month goes by, he doesn't know.
I had to go
life
with my psychology because at this point
we talked about it.
Yeah. At this point, like if I hadn't made a move, I was like, would have just been waiting on her. I couldn't like try to date any other girls because I would like in the back of my mind, I was like, if Jessica even says like gives me a hint of anything, I'll go with her. I can't like promise like anything to any other women at that moment. So I was like, okay. I don't think Bobby's right here, but I'm going to listen to that advice because I have to know for sure.
Yeah.
But we had talked about it.
Yeah. Well, but that didn't change my psychology.
So how did you do it, George? How'd you
walk
go in?
Walk us through the disaster.
Yeah, walk us through the disaster here.
So you're at a stove, right?
Yeah. You're at the stove. You have the pan out. You put the grease in the pan.
I relived every other moment, and this one was still blocked from my memory.
All right, so tell me what happened.
You got a little drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that wasn't on purpose.
Oh, okay.
So you're a little drunk.
That
where?
Was actually inadvertent. I was
where?
Just hanging out with Bryce.
Bryce?
We were probably at...
And Bobby's words are ringing in your head. Go for it, dude. Go for it.
Oh, I love it.
I think you made fun of him, like, a lot.
Yeah. And I still do, and I'll never stop.
No, the drinking was completely inadvertent because I was like, I texted you earlier about like, hey, could I drop off some eggs? Because I have chickens, blah, 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 blah.
Chickens.
Yeah, which I don't receive anymore.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
And you don't fucking deserve them.
You're right. You're right.
Thank you. Suck his dick. You get eggs.
Egg for egg. I get it.
So I'd inadvertently, like, I was like waiting until she was home at like 10 or something. So like Bryce and I were like, we were out drinking at Shortstop. Mm-hmm. And then I drive over and
the hipster bar. I love
it. I'm like driving there and I'm like, I am a little drunk. This is going to look bad. But I was like, nah, I can pretend to not be drunk. I can do that. So yeah, again, I made a
We chatted for a little bit, and you
you're at the house. You're at the house.
So he just texts. He's like, "You home?" I was like, right. "Yeah." And he didn't even tell me he was coming. Then he just shows up at the door.
Does he have eggs on him?
I don't think so. No.
Did you have eggs?
Oh, I would. I'd beg to differ with the textual exchange on this.
You
one,
had eggs in hand or not?
Who cares?
It matters.
No, it matters.
It matters.
A guy walking into a house with a fucking...
No, he just came, like, to the door.
With eggs or not?
I don't think he had eggs.
All right.
The eggs matter, guys.
To me, the eggs matter
I had
so
eggs.
Much.
Let's just go with
he
that.
He had eggs. That's sad.
You didn't have eggs when you're drunk at 10 p.m. or whatever time it was.
He always shows up with eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very
anyway, so okay, anyway, you're at the house, right? You're drunk. And then tell me, walk me through what happens.
We're chatting. She goes outside. We walk to like her car. She had to like get something from her car or something. And I'm like annoyingly close. And then like we sit down on a curb or something. And she's just like giving me nothing, absolutely nothing. And I'm like, well, you know what? If I tried to kiss her right now, she would like really like that. I'm sure that's what I was missing out on. Like, you know, like really
Bobby's
like
voice in your head.
I was like, yeah, she. What happened is she didn't get to kiss me, so that's why she rejected me earlier. If she had that opportunity, things would be so different.
This is good psychology.
And then I leaned in, like, my breath reeking of beer, and just got soundly rejected with, like, a, why are you doing that?
Wow. Were you like, miss me with that shit?
Like, what?
You said, what are you doing? You said that, Jess? Talk into the mic, Jess.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what I said, because as he said, I was giving him nothing and I didn't know that this was going through your head, but he was sitting there. He was a little close and I was like, maybe he's trying and I don't know. But we were just sitting like next to each other, side by side.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I think I see his arm come around like like this and he kind of... like he rushed me a little bit and I was like...
So I did one of the she did one of the miss me.
Oh, you did a miss move.
Floyd Mayweather over here.
Yeah.
And then, but, and then you said, "What are you doing?" And then what'd you say?
That's probably what I said.
I don't remember. I've locked the rest of this from my memory. I
can't believe you didn't kill yourself.
Oh my God, Bob.
Oh my God. That I wouldn't be able to live through that.
But he did.
That's what makes you a man.
Okay, so
no, I was depressed for a
your
week.
Your psychology is like very, it's complex. Very interesting.
I'd like to wrap this up with a few hard-hitting questions here.
Yeah.
Jessica, from the bottom of your heart, the most honest.
I considered it.
Yeah. Did you consider
Having
sex with him?
Oh. Not.
Oh God, it's so sad. Everything about it.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most consideration and 0 being no consideration.
Well, consideration is just yes or no.
Yeah, it's not the Emmys. We can't.
Okay. George Kimmel, for your consideration.
Yeah. His dick, for your consideration.
Not even on the nominees.
Did you wonder about his dick size?
Yeah, but I'm curious about everybody.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, fair. Yeah.
And so after the rejection, you went home. Woke up the next day and you knew it was done.
And then I watched Breaking Bad for a week straight and I finally caught up on Breaking Bad.
How depressed were you?
God. For a week, pretty damn depressed.
Okay, one final question before we wrap this up, guys.
I'm sorry.
What?
It's not your fault. It's no one's fault.
It was just
one final question, George.
I'm so glad it happened.
I got to finish Breaking Bad. You know, I hadn't finished it before. I needed to be depressed to like spend
around,
a week doing that.
Final question: when you see her around now, do you still have lingering feelings? It's as simple as yes or no, George.
Oh no! What? You're answering it too fucking slow.
We gotta put this to bed, guys.
Put it to bed. Come on.
No! Just say no.
No.
Okay. Good. Oh my God.
Question: did you ever consider me a little bit? Jessica, look at me for real though.
Gilbert, I love you. I love you
and
so much.
And edit. You love me.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Jessica. That was amazingly uncomfortable. I love
Thanks
every moment
Jessica
of it.
And George for
Thank you, Jessica.
Really
that was
proud of you guys.
That was amazing.
We have one caller who's actually on standby.
Right. Who is it?
I took the cue.
Who is it?
We have a guy from Australia, a different guy who just messaged me on Twitter.
Okay.
What the hell?
Well, never mind.
God, this collar bullshit. Well, this is a collar. Bad
None of these are working.
Idea.
None of these are fucking working, these collars.
These collars suck.
Did you call him?
Yeah, I did. It's just no one's picking. I think it's international. They're all international.
I know, but call him again. Wait, what about the people on the list?
I called those too. No one's responding.
All right, now what else? Do we have anyone else? Is Jenna here to have an interview or no?
No, we're going to have her for a different episode. Dorothy, would you like to take a seat?
Yeah, let's bring Dorothy up here.
Yeah,
Dorothy's our you got to do it. You got to do it.
She's a Tiger Belly fan. She won the lottery of coming here. We vetted her, right? We vetted her.
Yeah,
we've seen her at the lives. She brought cupcakes and food. She's amazing.
Yes.
Dorothy, please sit down. Put the thing on.
Okay.
All right.
Coming.
Dorothy, what kind of Asian are you?
I'm a Filipino Asian.
Ah.
The best kind.
Hello.
Si.
Tagalog.
Yeah. So how long you been listening to Tiger Belly?
Probably since like episode 3.
Wow.
And then, of course, I listened to 1 and 2.
Yeah, but what brought you on to, like, what? How did you discover it?
Well, I was listening to Lil Esther. Oh. Weird Adults.
Oh, yeah.
I actually found her because I was looking for Fahim stuff.
Fahim Anwar.
Yes.
Yes.
Then I found Esther.
Yeah.
And then I heard you on Esther's. Mm. And then I did a search for you. And then
Tiger Belly came up.
Here I am.
Yeah. What other podcasts do you listen to?
You Made It Weird, The Nerdist, Great Debates, Nick America.
Nick Youssef's, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why podcasts? Why do you like them?
I drive a shit ton.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
a lot of people like to hear things in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so... I don't want to rank us amongst the ones you because I don't want to get rejected like George did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it'll really hurt me. I don't like it, but you like it?
I love it. Yes, I like it.
Am I being too needy?
Yeah, no. You're being a little needy.
Yeah, you know what? I don't give a fuck if you like it.
Use the stove analogy.
She's here.
Yeah. No, thank you for being here. What episodes do you that stand out to you?
Anytime Steve is on is great, you know.
Where is he?
He left again.
He left? Yeah, he left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do
you like guests or not guests?
Be honest.
I like guests.
Yeah. But you like
I don't need guests.
Oh, you don't need them.
I don't need guests.
My sister doesn't like guests at all.
You don't like guests at all? You like guests when it's just us? I thought this podcast was fun because it was just us, you know? That's great. And your favorite song is what? That I improvised.
Sing it.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, everybody, have a good time. Hey, everybody, hello. Hey, everybody, have a good time. Hey, everybody, hello.
Good. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
You're welcome.
What do you do for a living?
I work in education, special education.
Oh. Yeah. So you help people that are in need.
Yeah.
People
have special needs.
Do you cringe when Bobby says, when we all say like the R word or
no, I don't.
Like that? Did you hear about a story about getting when those women who were, I think, in Orange County, mm-hmm. when you have like when you did the Down syndrome joke and stuff, how they all like stood up and left, mm-hmm. and they left him like a really like scathing review.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear things like that, are you like, I kind of see where they're coming from, or I kind of are you like, no, where do you stand on that when it comes to comedy?
I think when it comes to comedy, anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It doesn't bother
you
me.
You just made me. You're my favorite listener when you just said that. Just the way you said it. Eloquent. Precise.
Yeah.
I like the precision behind it.
I mean it.
Thank you so much. Because
thank
do you know
you.
Why, Dorothy?
Why?
We live in the great US of A.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Where the land of the free thinkings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The free
mm-hmm.
thinkings.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I don't necessarily live in a Trump America. We live in America.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Very true.
And here's another thing that you witness, and I don't think you've thought about it, but you felt it, is that you know that my intentions are from a good place,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not really hateful.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Which some of these fucking nut jobs think that I'm being real.
Oh, me?
But if, yeah, because you guys don't say that, take that out. People know, okay? When I go to Urban Nights.
Urban Nights?
Yeah, shut the fuck up, and I walk up. To Chris Tucker, whoever it might be, Chris, or whatever. They go, what's up? Yeah, all day. Yo, Ian, all day, every day, dog. You know, get jiggy with it, brah. Yeah, they get it. They get it, right, Dorothy?
Right. Yeah, yeah, it's exactly. Totally fine.
Because you know that I'm just doing a character and right. I'm just having fun with it. Mm-hmm. This is not a literal podcast. This is just me having fun with my family and my friends.
Right.
And you can turn it off if you want to. Uh-huh. But I will not let the man chain me.
Oh. Never.
Right, Renzo?
That's right. Who's the man, though?
You. Oh. Okay, I will not let you chain me, bitch.
Okay.
Lady, I mean, beautiful lady. Yeah. Right. What's up? What are you doing?
I was just checking for no one's picking up.
No one's picking up. Fuck the phone thing.
Fuck it.
Yeah. From now on, George, when we do the phone thing, right?
Yes,
what'd I just say?
Do it just the same way the next time, but prep but, you that nobody will answer.
Yeah, and is there another way, that a mechanism we can get where we don't even have to do that, that it just comes through the...
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Roxette came back on.
Were you trying to remind George again?
I'm sorry.
Are you bitch rubbing it in his face again?
Why would you do that to him?
Why would you do that?
One more time, do a local number.
What?
Yeah, just
do one more local number.
Tried all of them.
But, I mean, who are these people? What if this is a prank on us?
Can you believe this? We sent out the email, say, hey, submit your number, and we got over 500 numbers in the
set.
And nobody is picking up. I think now...
Showed up at least.
That's great.
I did.
But Dorothy, you've showed up to our lives and stuff like that, right?
I showed up to the first live.
The first live.
Which was amazing.
Yeah. In that little room. Remember that little
audition
room?
Yeah, that little room. Oh, yeah.
It was
crazy. I remember.
You didn't come to the second one.
I didn't.
You would have loved it.
I bet I would. And I knew a lot of the answers for the trivia.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You saw it?
Yeah, of course.
You saw it online. Yeah, you watch all of them.
Yes, I watch all of them. I listen to them first, and then I watch them. And then sometimes, like, when I'm, like, just, you know, passively in my house, I'll just put on a random. You guys are always on in my house.
Yeah. You know what? You seem Korean to me.
Not I've heard
look,
that before.
Not by looks, but by your attitude.
Right, I've heard
you
that before.
You have a good attitude.
A good Korean attitude.
You don't have
attitude.
A Filipino attitude.
Oh. What's a Filipino attitude?
Just resistant. Resistant, and they try to edit you, and they're insane.
Wow.
That's all.
They're also the man.
They're the man. The man in the house. And thank you, Dorothy, so much. And I value you.
I validate you?
No, just listen to me.
Listening.
I value you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Shh. Let me give you my compliment.
Okay, okay.
Listen, Dorothy, I value you.
Thank you so much.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to start again. Mm-hmm. Listen, Dorothy, I value you. And I appreciate your support and your bewilderment, your enthusiasm, your candid perceptions. And I enjoy your vibe in general. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, Dorothy. So where are we at time-wise? This is a long
We're
one.
Over 90 minutes. So
We're
if you
over
guys
90
have...
minutes.
I think that we should decide on the official name for our listeners. So we have a couple options, and I think we're going to do a vote in this room.
Mm-hmm. So people submitted to what they want to be
okay,
called.
Okay, so these are the options for our fan names. Uh-huh. Number one, Toki Dum Dums.
That's my dick. I don't know.
That's my dick, y'all.
And also, it sounds so derogatory. Like, I don't want to call our fans a Toki Dum Dums.
Bobby yeah, Dick.
Yeah.
I like it. They want to call themselves that.
Yeah, but who's voting for this?
Okay. What's the other option?
The Slept Kingdom, which is my favorite.
The Slept Kingdom?
Yeah.
That's good.
The third one is the Belly Brigade.
I like Belly Brigade.
No, I like Slept Kingdom.
Okay, those are the three.
Vote two. Well, vote for what other ones, George?
Well, I will say that Facebook chose Toki Dum Dums as was their top vote. 46 votes.
You know what? I changed my mind.
Yeah.
So, I think Toki Dum Dums are good. Because I can see it on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. We got
somebody who answered.
Who is it?
Okay, this girl, his name is... Here, I'm going to hand the phone to just a random person. Hold on one second.
Is this a local number?
I don't know, just...
Hello?
Hi,
Kyle. Hi. I'm going to pass you to Bobby,
you start,
okay?
No, start with her, because she's
young. Do you have an iPhone by chance?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can we FaceTime you instead?
Oh, God.
Let's leave it as this. We've got somebody. Don't.
Hang on.
What are you doing? She's gonna kill it.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a satellite.
Hey, hang on one second. Hang on. Here's the Slept King. One second. I'm weird on the phone.
You guys wanted the phone call.
Hi. What is your name?
Christabel.
Christabel.
Christabel, where are you calling from?
I mean, no, we called her.
I mean, why did we call? Why we call? No, where are we calling?
Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Wow, so it's late. It's late out there. 2-3 in the morning.
Yep, I made sure to turn my vibrator.
Oh, yeah. You have your vibrator on. That's amazing.
A true fan.
Your vibrator, good. So it's probably 2-3 in the morning there, huh? Oh, I'm sorry, we woke you?
Tell her what happened with all the other callers.
Can I just say this? We've called probably 20 numbers, and you're the only one that's picked up.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, this is our 100th episode. This has been a really frustrating night. I've left so many bad messages on people's machines.
I mean, like, I don't know if I'm going to be, like, a good subject online, but...
No, you're the best. Like,
you're the
you
best.
Picked up. It's
tell
God's
how much
will.
We
you
appreciate
never heard
her, babe.
We appreciate you and your value. We value you as a listener, and we think that you're a kindred spirit, and may all your wishes and dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. What do you do for a living, Cristela Melia?
I'm a legal specialist during the day, and I'm a designer at night.
You're a what at night?
A designer?
You design.
I'm a UX designer at night.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm trying to transition.
New York designer? What'd she say?
New York designer?
A U.S. designer.
A U.S.?
A U.S. designer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And have you ever been to any of my live shows in D.C. area?
No, I've been trying to keep my eye open, but I haven't been able to. I've been listening to the podcast for probably like the last, probably like October.
Oh, thank you. And do you have a favorite guest? No, I'm just so excited that we have somebody. One person, yeah, that I'm like nervous. Like, I don't want her to leave. What's your favorite guest that we've had on the on Tiger Belly?
Oh, my God. It's so hard because I probably was in every episode 3 or 4 times.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'll throw out some guests and then you tell me which one you prefer.
All right.
Theo Vaughn or Esther Koo?
Theo Vaughn's the one with the peace birds, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was so funny. I loved him.
So Theo Vaughn.
Yes.
Okay, how about this? Jordan Peele or Esther Koo?
Oh, my gosh. Please, so much.
Jordan Peele, right? Yeah, Jordan Peele. Yeah, Jordan Peele. She said, yeah. Well, let me say something, Christabel. Christabel's. I love you. And I know that you have your job in the morning as a legal analyst and that you have to get to work. But I just want to say that you're the only caller that picked up. And I hopefully that our paths in life will meet. And we will send you stickers and other goodies.
Make promises, yeah.
Tell her I'll email her right now.
We're going to email you, and we're going to send you some goodies, and you're going to be on the podcast.
She's my personal, so I get it.
You're going to be on the podcast, and
really?
Do you have an Instagram or a Twitter that you want to promote, or no? Are you that type of person?
Well, you kind of like put me on the spot saying, like, I don't want the certain guest to be on. I don't
want to
know who I am.
Ooh.
Oh, smart.
You're one of those. So anyway, yes. Thank you so much for picking up, and I love you, okay?
Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Konnichiwa, she said.
She said konnichiwa.
She said I love you all.
No, she said konnichiwa.
It was konnichiwa.
Fucking racist. Racist.
Wow.
I love you all.
I love you all, she said.
Guys, I can't believe we just had one.
It's fine.
I feel like I just want to call people and be like, fuck you, you know? Fuck you.
Yeah. Should we call any of our previous guests, maybe? I have some.
Huh?
I have 11%.
That was a good one to end one.
I know, but I wanted an abroad one. How come we can't call abroad? Like, I want an Australian.
A lot of the broads are not working.
The Australians too? Are you sure? Because I can
You can do it.
On Google. Are you
While we're debating this, just want to do some quick shout outs to everybody who's helped us out.
Shout out to Jessica.
For breaking my heart. Shout out to George, high five right there.
Great time. Okay. Lay whisper.
Shoutouts to our first intern, Kenneth, Johnny and Stavi Official, Balloon Mechanic, John fucking Russell Ford, Jason, Omar, Arthur, Bryce, Annabelle, and Eric Fietbo.
May I just say something?
Yeah.
For being a 100th episode, this was by far the worst episode we have ever done.
No, I don't think so.
No, it was great. I think it was really good.
I love this episode. I'm not kidding you. First of all, you know how I know? You know how I know I loved it? It's because in every episode, I'm like, oh, I'm done. But to me, when I go, what time? You said an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was only 20 minutes.
Yeah,
that's how much I'm having fun. Mm. This is the best episode I've ever done.
Mm.
It's fun. There's all kinds of energy things going on. We went through, there's a lot of sadness.
A lot of sadness.
A lot of sadness with George. But everyone that I love in the world is in the room. I thought it was great. I loved people not picking up. I loved everything about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what your negativity, you're doing that shit again, that Filipino shit.
The resistance.
Resisting.
I seriously made a list of all the people that we were going to call. Is our shit just not working or what?
It's calling. They're just not picking up.
All right, so that's
that. That breaks my heart.
All right, that's because it doesn't go by your plan, but sometimes it's when it's not going well is good.
Then you get a Christabel, though. Yeah.
You got a Christabel. She was very nice.
So do we have any we don't have the unhelpful.
We just had the questions, but really it's just any closing words from you guys to all the audience for our 100th episode?
Yeah, go ahead, babe.
No, you guys start.
I just want to say that this podcast has, I really do believe it's changed my career. Okay, I'm saying my thing, and now you're being rude, and I don't now want to do the closing.
Oh, sorry, Bobby.
Because I was being real.
Okay, go start over, babe.
Anyway, I believe that this podcast has changed my career in a good way. It's gotten me, I think it's gotten me more numbers on the road. It's just everything about it, it makes me more street relative. And because now, like, we're doing
street cred.
Credible.
Relatable.
No.
Relevant?
That's what I just said. Street relevance.
Relative.
Street relevance.
We know what you meant. Yeah.
Is street relevance not a thing?
You said relative.
Yeah, I'm relative. Street relative. I'm street relative.
Street relative, yeah.
When people say my career is not, I'm not irrelevant.
Yeah.
Is it different?
Irrelevant and relative are very different.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, now I don't want to do the speech.
You had a speech.
Babe, come on. Come on, it's our 100th episode. We got to end on a good note. No one wanted to pick up our phone calls.
You might have to make fun of my language.
I didn't. Jenna laughed, and I just laughed with her. She started the cascade of laughter.
I'm a bitch.
Anyway, it's been cool, and I loved it.
Oh, come on, sweetie.
No, that's
how
I feel.
Ah, oh, you're doing this thing again.
No, you do it.
No, you do it.
You do your ending.
You do it, Bobby.
All right.
Can I just say every Monday is like when I come in, like around 7 o'clock hits, and I just like get a smile on my face, and I start getting everything ready.
I wish I felt the same way.
And it's rain
when I see you. You fucking coward.
Shame.
You fucking weak.
No, I went for it, and it was the wrong move. I was
lose the eggs.
Lose.
Lose egg, lose the stove analogy.
The first two. You fucker, how did you remember that? Yeah, God damn it.
It's ridiculous.
It's so dumb. Anyway, I like it. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, close.
Gilbert, you don't have any closing words?
I just want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank Bobby.
Thank you.
For putting me through the ringer.
What?
Yeah, you had to vet me.
Yeah.
So I like that. Thank you for teaching me all your wisdom about the career, life. Kalila, thank you for being such a kind big sister to me.
If you would have just
aww.
Gone through your Mad TV audition with me, beat by beat, you would have got the show.
It doesn't matter. It's a dead show.
It doesn't
right?
matter. Well, they're selling it to Netflix, but.
I think.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
It's not
no one's birthday.
Happy 100. Happy 100 to me us. And you and everyone. Happy 100 to Tiger Belly.
Happy 100 year to us.
Happy 100. Everybody have a good time. Everybody hello. All right, who blows it? We all?
We all have to blow it, I guess.
Gilbert, get over here.
One, two, three.
Yay! Wow, guys.
100 episodes. Kalila, your closing words?
I really love you guys. George, I know I give you a lot of shit, and I'm very contradictory, and I attack you a lot. But I also want to let you know that this ship would not sail without you.
True.
True.
Gilbert, you're forever my little brother. And sweetie, no matter where we are in life, whether we stay together
or not. You're
not
leaving.
Oh, I'm not leaving.
You're fucked. This is a lifelong fuck blood bond thing that we have.
It's a commitment.
He said it's a lifelong fuck blood bond.
You are absolutely, you shouldn't have swiped right. This is bad. It's bad for you.
I will never regret swiping right.
Yeah.
And we are going to be best friends forever.
No, you're not leaving the situation.
I'm not leaving. This you said it was a fuck blood pack.
Yeah. And Gilbert, do you have a lot to edit in this or no?
No.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Bye. Make sure you follow us on Tiger Belly at Tiger Belly.
Oh, jeez.
On Twitter at The Tiger Belly. Make sure you email us any questions, like unhelpful advice.
Can you do me a favor real quick?
At thetigerbelly at gmail.com. You guys, next time we ask you to fucking give us your numbers, fucking pick up the phone. Jesus. Thank you for listening. No, I was doing it. Yeah, guys, have a good one. Bye.